About an hour ago, I was talking to Aaron, 16-year-old Jewish student, has organised a protest, counter-protest in the city tonight about an issue developing in Israel, a security issue. He has said that he will go along with about 40 other people and attempt to question and perhaps debate with a pro-Palestinian protest that's underway. And the police have told him they can't guarantee his safety. On the line is one of the organisers of that other protest, co-founder of Australians for Palestine, Nasser Mashni. Hello.
G'day, Neil. How are you doing?
Okay. Can you guarantee your safety?
Neil, I can't guarantee my safety. I send my kids in a school bus to school. I hope they get there safe from the real world.
Well, can you guarantee his safety at the event tonight?
Yeah, I can guarantee that our event is not about violence. We won't be advocating for any violence. In fact, we are pacifists. We do not believe and or condone violence. So we're in a wonderful country in Australia, and he has a democratic right to protest, and he should. We welcome his right to protest. Why he would choose to protest after we'd initially called our protest in the same space, that in itself is an act of provocation. So, I mean, are they coming to disrupt our protest, to goad us? I don't know. But from the I'd rather focus our time, Neil, if we can, to speak about the reason for our protest.
Well, we can get to that, but the point is his group is going along and will attempt, if they hear anti-Semitic comments, will attempt to debate you and engage you. What will happen then?
Well, if he hears any anti-Semitic comments, I'd love for him to come and tell me.
Okay.
I'll be there, and if I hear any anti-Palestinian comments, I'd debate him. I'd welcome a debate with him on your show, yeah.
Is it right the Socialist Alliance is involved tonight?
The event is sponsored by a number of different groups, and the Socialist Alliance is one of them.
Well, they're a bunch of ratbags. I mean, they are troublemakers and do take pleasure in disrupting things.
Well, Neil, I mean, that's a provocative statement in itself.
Well, it's my opinion.
I'd rather focus again.
Well, hang on.
Ongoing ethnic cleansing that's occurring in Jerusalem.
Okay, but before you do this to me, please. The point is, you've called this protest, you're organising it. You have, mm-hmm. I don't know your group, but you have other groups involved that have a proven history and a vested interest in causing trouble and even to the point of causing violence. How can you control that?
Well, look, the reality is we will make sure that there is no violence. There will be no violence from our side tonight.
What about Antifa? Will they be there?
Who's Antifa?
Antifa is one of the protest groups that said they're involved.
I've never heard of them. I mean,
will anybody be wearing masks?
There will be no masks. So can we move on to the reason for the protest, Neil? We are Australian citizens voicing our democratic right to raise a concern that is happening to a place in the world that is obviously a source of a lot of friction. But for a lot of us Australians of Palestinian ancestry, something that's we're very concerned about. And certainly we'd like to raise our concerns to our elected officials the ongoing concerns that are happening in Palestine.
And you're well entitled to do that, of course. As is Aaron well entitled to do it, my concern is that the two will clash.
Well, look, I sincerely hope, and we're doing everything I can to ensure that doesn't happen. And as you said, the police will be there. And can they guarantee safety? I mean, nobody can guarantee anybody's safety, but we certainly are not. We are there for a peaceful one-hour demonstration, five speakers, from the community, and we're going home. I'll be there with my wife and three children and expect to be able to catch a train in and catch a train home, get a feed of Chinese on the way.
Thank you very much. Nasser Mashni, co-founder of Australians for Palestine. He's right. He's got every right to protest there over the whatever issue he wishes, as has Aaron got every right to protest. I think, though, that there are groups apart from, the Socialist Alliance, a number of views on that lot, and they prove it time and again. And I think the other point is that Aaron, I think it is provocative. I mean, he's entitled to protest, but to go and stand on top of effectively where the other lot's protesting and want to debate them, I think is just asking for trouble. And I think it is unwise and, in fact, demeans his cause.